You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning we're going to be speaking with Tahir Faridi Sufi Kowali, and he is a part of the Tahir Faridi Sufi Kowali Ensemble. They are music that celebrates the great Sufi mystics of old and relishes in the love of the divine through poetry, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night, March 4th. And we're going to be speaking with Tahir this morning. Good morning, Tahir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Just waking up.
Just waking
getting
up.
Getting ready to head to NZ.
So how long have you actually been in New Zealand for now?
I haven't been there. Today I'm still in New South Wales.
Oh, you are still in New South Wales. Oh, my goodness. So when are you leaving to head here?
Oh, just in a couple hours.
Oh, my gosh. You must be pretty pumped to... Have you been to New Zealand before?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool. Hey, so I just kind of wanted to have a little, introduction and ask you, how did you get into Sufi devotional music?
Yeah, it's a long story. But from a young age, in that time of the teens,
yeah,
searching and longing for some meaning and... I was drawn to the yogic scriptures of India and the Himalayas, like many of us. Being there and studying the Vedic culture, I was really inspired by the mystical musicians, the devotional music. And it was like bowls or Hindu musicians or Sufis, and so passionate, this music, and it really affected me. So I really followed it towards its source, and the whole Qawwali tradition is one of the most evolved forms of devotional music, poetically and musically. So it really drew me in. So from that point, I started studying it in Pakistan and India.
What was it like studying it in Pakistan and India?
Oh, it's still happening. It's really amazing. There's a very vibrant culture going on with Qawwali, mostly centered around the shrines of the Sufi masters, these beautiful mausoleums that are built when a Sufi master passes away. So there's iconic places that are hundreds of years old that people come to pray, from all castes and creeds, male and female, very universal atmosphere. And Qawwali makes these places. So there'll be a Qawwali group sitting in a mausoleum playing these songs of devotion for that saint and just for the whole succession of saints, and just poetic, love poetry like we know from Rumi and Hafiz.
Mm-hmm.
And so, beautiful atmosphere.
So you've been touring for 15 years now. What's that experience been like for you?
Oh, there's a lot of different experiences in there. we have the whole, do about 100 shows a year. So there's the whole European experience, and then there's the American Canadian experience, and then there's all the events we do in Pakistan and India and other places too. So it's always different. But especially in the West, there's a big appreciation from all the Indian and Pakistani community to have live Qawwali, which is something very, very rare. And it's hard to get Pakistani musicians and masters all the way over. So it really starts to have a consistent flow of live Qawwali happening.
And what
brings them back to that.
And what is Western culture's response to the Qawwali music been like for you? Have people kind of really embraced it?
Oh, it's really hard to generalize.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people that know about world music or devotional music have found Qawwali somewhere along the way, like Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan or the Sabri brothers, the legendary Qawwali groups that, came to the West and from the 70s.
Mm.
So most people know it through that, and then they're stoked to have something that's happening in this generation. And, we play a lot of yoga festivals and stuff like that. So people that listen to, the modern kind of kirtan music, it's kind of like a bridge into a more traditional, the whole poetry, the the different languages, Urdu, Punjabi, Farsi, that's in Qawwali, and then the raga system, more classical music, which is in Qawwali. So it's been a nice bridge for that kind of yoga community and festival community to connect more deeply with the traditional music.
And for people who haven't ever experienced this type of music before, what's it like? What does it sound like?
It's really hard to explain.
Yeah.
My yoga teacher the other day put on some Indian classical music in class and was like, so is this Qawwali? And then my wife was like, no, Qawwali is more like the punk heavy metal version of the classical.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very passionate and intense, you know, like the whole Sufi kind of spirit. So it's very... there's a lot of vocals happening, a chorus of vocals and hand clapping, and then the rhythms are very very loud and kind of like driving, kind of like folk music, you could say. And there's a lot of improvisation that can be very kind of in your face, or it can get really subtle and classical. So it's quite dynamic in that way. But normally in shows in the West, people get up and dance a lot or clap along and get really excited and elated.
So it's really, really involving. Would you say?
Yeah, it's not like the kind of like, there's internal moments in the expression of the music, but it's very kind of outward and expressive and exciting, animated, I guess you could say.
And where would you like to go and journey with this Qawwali music? Do you have any ideas of what you want to do in the future with it?
Oh, I think I've already done everything. performed all around the world for 20 years. And
yeah.
We've played at all the shrines all through Pakistan, India for many years and studied with the greatest masters. So feeling very fulfilled. I just, you know, hope to be a bridge of this music into the future, especially since we have the opportunity to travel in the West. Much of my group is originally from Canada. We have that opportunity to bridge this music more often. So to continue to do that.
So
and also, we're just finishing the first feature film on Qawwali we've been making for several years, so that's also going to bring a lot of awareness about, you know, Islam and Sufism in Pakistan and India and the whole mystical musical tradition, which is something that's not very known about, so we're really happy to be sharing that as well.
So it's all about kind of just really involving people and educating people and hoping that other people want to pick up and learn more about the Sufi mystics. Mystical.
Oh yeah, happening. It's happening naturally.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Tahir, for speaking with me this morning, and good luck with your flight to New Zealand in a couple of hours. And yeah, it'll be fantastic to have you performing tomorrow night here in Auckland.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The next night we'll be playing in Wellington as well.
Brilliant. Cool. So it'll be great to have you kind of, experiencing New Zealand again and playing some amazing music.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Bye. We were just speaking with Tahir, and he is involved in the Tahir Faridi Sufi Qawwali Ensemble. They're playing tomorrow night from 7 till 10 p.m. and tickets are $25.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.